The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
So let's touch base a little bit. Any surprises for you today?
None whatsoever. This is what Tiff Macklem, the governor of the Bank of Canada, is so good at. No surprises. He telegraphs in every which way what they're going to do, short of standing on a stump and saying, this is what I'm going to do. But there are no surprises. Markets don't like surprises, either negative or positive, because then they have to react immediately. The markets have reacted exactly as we thought. And this could be the last interest rate hike in a while, depending on what goes on with inflation in the months to come.
Now, Tiff Macklem did talk about a pause. How real is that pause, do you think? What would change his mind in regards to that pause?
Oh, boy. I tell you, if inflation doesn't continue to soften, albeit, Jazz, it's only softened a little bit, mm-hmm. but the trajectory is in the right direction. If it doesn't soften, the last thing I've got in my notes to you for today is, although the statement also warned that the bank was willing to raise rates further if needed.
Mm-hmm. Now the inflation peaked at about 8.1% mid-2022. Most recently in December, it clocked in at about 6.3%. Where do you see these rates going in 2023? We've been told they're going to be heading down. Do you think it's going to be a pretty steep decline, or do you think it's going to take some time in regards to getting it down to that 2% level that Mr. Macklem has talked about?
We might not see 2%, and now I'm sticking my neck out to January, February next year. But I would think by year end today, and this is just what I feel and what I've digested and what I'm reading, probably somewhere around 3.7% year-end this year. That's not going to be enough for the Bank of Canada to start to lower rates. But getting from here, Jazz, to 3 or 3.5%, 3.75% is not going to be easy on everybody, because inflation is still going to take a bite and interest rates are still going to be higher than what they were for the last several years. So for us to get back to what you and I might call normal is going to be quite some time. But I think looking with our long-term binoculars that it's going to be probably a year before we're in the 2.5% range. But remember, and I say this very carefully, remember that the bank's range is 1-3%. Their goal is 2%. So at 3%, they're not going to be unhappy.
When I look at gas prices over the last week and a half, a couple of weeks, they've been inching up slowly, $1.65, $1.70, $1.75, $1.80. I was hearing from one report that it could potentially hit $2 a liter in the Lower Mainland over the next 2 or 3 weeks, and potentially peaking in the summer at about $2.40, even at one analyst was saying potentially even $2.60 a liter this summer. I mean, that's got to make you pause a little bit in regards to some of these predictions, just because energy costs impact our food, impact our goods and services. It impacts everything.
Absolutely. And there's a two-pronged problem. Number one, what's the price of crude oil going to be? It's hovering up now in the high $70 range. And where is it going to go? But the other thing is refinery capacity, and the fact that we are in the probably one of the worst places in Canada to be. The Parkland refinery is going to have some maintenance coming up. That's on this side of the border. And the Richfield refinery on the other, I believe it's Richfield, but the one on the other side of the border also, they take it down for maintenance as they change from winter to spring and summer gas. And so ours is not only the price of oil, Jazz, but the fact is that we really don't have a ready supply that is consistent all the time. So I think a lot of it is going to be not the price as much as can we get enough. And we in BC are going to suffer. Then you add in all the taxes. We're the highest taxed area anywhere probably in North America, including California. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a situation also. But when you take gasoline prices going up and you got food inflation that may have come down a little but is still biting people really hard, that becomes a bit of a conundrum going on through the end of this year.
Now, the hope still is a soft recession, although, you know, it's very hard to predict that. I mean, when you look at what you've been talking about and then the broader repercussions of that, public mood, which can impact political decisions as well, it's still a very uneasy time, isn't it, here in Vancouver and British Columbia in regards to the cost of living, just because of, even with a 25 basis point increase. I mean, things are quite tenuous. When I turn on the news, it's always a tech firm laying people off. I think Hudson's Bay today was talking about layoffs as well. It's a tough time right now.
It is a tough time, and it's going to continue to be. You just can't paint this over with bright smiles. It's going to be tough, and it's going to be tough in the months to come. Interest rates are still up. Mortgage rates are still up. The housing market, the housing market, if you're in a house, you're paying a reasonable mortgage, and you have some equity in it, you have what's known as a wealth effect, Jazz. And wealth effect gives people confidence. They go out and shop. But right now, the real estate market is still taking it and will for a while longer, we think. And that takes away some of people's confidence. They don't go out and spend as readily. And the housing market contributes so much to our economy right across the board that it will be impactful, and impactful for months to come.
I was looking at a newspaper article today, and it hits you, and there's a first-time buyer, monthly mortgage payments of $3,000, a variable rate, and then as these rates have increased, that mortgage rate has now gone to $5,000 a month. So the poor family is just scraping whatever dollars they can to make the payments, a classic example of house rich. And then, you know, something has to give in anybody's family finances when you're paying $5,000 a month, and it's very tenuous at the moment.
And let me remind everybody that that's $5,000 a month, $3,000, $5,000 after tax dollars. So in order to pay five, you might have to earn $7,500 or $8,000 and give the government their share. I was going to say their fair share, but nothing's fair. Give the government their share. So when somebody says they've got to pay five, really they've got to pay eight and pay the taxes on that, or $8,500 or whatever their marginal tax rate is. And that's something that's got to be taken into consideration also.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael, thank you so much for your time today, my friend.
Thanks, Jazz.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.